Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be sunny. We'll have a high of about 52 degrees. Temperature-wise, we start things out in Kenosha, where the temperature at this hour is 36, now up to 32 in Burlington, in Milwaukee 40, and it's 38 in Racine. Kenosha police still seeking a 22-year-old suspect in connection with the shooting death late Monday afternoon of a man in his early 30s while in the 1900 block of 61st Street. The victim reportedly shot more than once. Paramedics observed working on the victim outside of a home at 1917 62nd. Meanwhile, Kenosha police indicate that the victim was taken to Kenosha Hospital and Medical Center, where he was pronounced deceased. This past weekend, around the 1500 block of 61st Street, a few blocks away, police dispatched to a shooting, but they've provided little information other than the victim was not critically hurt. Far western Kenosha County, early this morning, police in the village of Twin Lakes investigating a reported armed robbery that occurred overnight. Victims were a man and a woman confronted by three men. One of the offenders reportedly displayed a gun to the woman, an older model silver car mentioned as possibly being involved in that case. In Racine, a charge of first-degree reckless injury filed against 59-year-old Racine resident Tommy Brown in connection with a stabbing incident that occurred Sunday night at a home in the 1800 block of Rowe Avenue. Criminal complaint says the victim, after being stabbed in the back several times, told police that it occurred at a home on Howland Avenue. Brown was found at the residence, said the victim used to live there with his niece, but had been kicked out. He claims, as Brown, that the victim returned to the residence and, when confronted, started arguing with him, then making derogatory comments about his late mother. Brown's preliminary hearing is now set for next week. Racine County Sheriff's Department, joined recently by police agencies from Racine, Mount Pleasant, Caledonia, Sturtevant, and Burlington, a coordinated effort that also went nationwide, targeting individuals with outstanding domestic violence warrants. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Locally, 52 warrant service attempts were conducted throughout the county. The effort resulted in the arrest of seven individuals in Racine County with existing family violence-related warrants. According to a news release, this ongoing effort helps raise awareness of the problems of family and domestic violence in our communities. It also demonstrates to offenders they will be held accountable for their actions. Area law enforcement worked hand-in-hand with members of the Racine County Women's Resource Center, HSD, the Racine County DA's office, probation and parole, and community partners as part of a countywide domestic violence task force. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Early this morning, Racine police cited the driver of a car that struck a fire hydrant in the 3800 block of St. Clair Street. Hydrant wasn't seriously damaged other than a paint transfer onto the offending vehicle. Several automotive parts, though, were left at the scene. Then Caledonia police came across a vehicle near the parking lot for the Kmart at Douglas Avenue and 4 Mile Road. It turned out to be that offending car. Questions got raised at the Mount Pleasant Village board meeting last night regarding safety versus privacy. But after a lengthy discussion, the trustees approved several budgetary transfers that'll let the police department buy some equipment to automatically read license plates. Trustee John Hansen called the cameras Big Brother with GPS. Police Chief Tim Sarzecki said several area departments already utilized the cameras, noting one case in which they helped to find a homicide suspect. Trustee John Hewitt said the crimes the cameras could help to solve really outweighs any of those privacy concerns.
I support the purchase. I think that because of the possibility of silver or amber alerts and other cases similar to that, the lives that it could save and the crimes that it can stop outweigh it. And if Mr. Hansen has case law that he apparently has dug into and everything like that, he can bring that forward and present it to the appropriate committee.
Village Clerk Stephanie Colhagen said she did an internet search and found information that the Court of Appeals had ruled information from these readers is not subject to the open records law. The board approved the budgetary transfer for the purchase of two readers on a 4-2 vote. Trustees Hansen and Feast were opposed. The board also approving budgetary transfers needed to buy 9 additional body cameras for the police department. That vote was unanimous. Search goes on for a minimum security inmate at the Sturtevant Transitional Facility. That inmate walked away from his work release site late Sunday evening, according to the Department of Corrections. Sheriff's Department was notified about it. Online court records indicate Thomas Klodfelter was convicted of burglary in Kenosha County. And thousands of Honda vehicle owners have yet to get their airbags repaired, despite warnings earlier from the automaker they could rupture. Scott Carr has what's going on with the hang-up.
Honda and federal regulators warned in June the airbag inflators in 313,000 older Hondas and Acuras had as high as a 50% chance of blowing apart in a crash, spewing shrapnel, possibly injuring or killing those inside the vehicle. Regulators warned owners to stop driving them and get them repaired immediately, but 4 months later, only 13,000 of the cars have been repaired. One of the airbags, equipped with an inflator made by Takata Corporation, ruptured and killed a California woman last week. So far, they've killed as many as 16 people worldwide. I'm Scott Carr.
Kenosha police say the man who went into a burning building to save a 5-year-old girl Sunday was homeless and had been visiting a friend near 21st Avenue and 61st Street when he noted smoke from that building and the child clearly visible through an open window. That homeless man, identified in reports as Brian Dale, ran into the burning building, picked up the girl, and handed her over to another man who then took her outside. She was treated for smoke inhalation, but was otherwise fine. The girl's father tells the Kenosha News Brian Dale is a, quote, angel in disguise, unquote. The Red Cross helping the residents displaced by that fire, which remains under investigation. Teenage smoking rates in Wisconsin down to an all-time low, 10.7% for high schoolers, 1.6% for middle school students. New report from Public Health Madison and Dane County, however, shows that smoking rates are still higher than the state average among Native Americans, 30%, African Americans at 32%, and 28% for the LGBT population. Statewide, the average is 17%, compared to 21% of the residents who smoked back in the year 2011. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee again giving its blessing to the acceptance of a grant toward the restoration of Myers Park at the south end of Pershing Drive on the lakefront, a project coordinated by Dr. Julie Kinzelman, who's director of the Racine Health Department's laboratory. City Health Administrator Dottie K. Bowersock says the $1 million project goal through grants and gifts is now about three-quarters secure, noting this latest grant of $35,000 from the Wisconsin Coastal Management Program includes a soft match that Dr. Kinzelman has covered in her planning process.
Dr. Kinzelman has gotten other non-federal funds and such that we'll be matching that with, so that will be not an issue.
Myers Park, in five phases, being turned from basically an unusable piece of land into what Bowersox calls a migratory area for birds and other animals. The new grant will include the planting of some 23,000 dune grasses. Meanwhile, the city of Racine is once again looking to save taxpayers some money, about $200,000 worth, by refinancing outstanding debt, almost $18 million worth. Finance and Personnel Committee hearing from Brad Vigout of Robert W. Baird. He said the $11.6 million is capital borrowing this year, and there's $6.6 million from some past bonding.
Gross savings is just under $215,000, bringing that cash flow stream back to dollars as if the city had all of those dollars today. That's the $198,786.
He says that the interest rate being looked at for the bond offering, right now the current estimate is 2.14%. The actual figure will be presented to the council the evening of November 15th for final approval. That would be the same night as the city budget. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin in Racine this morning hosting a free seminar to members of nonprofit organizations for the Southeast Wisconsin region. She says participants learning about federal grants, community resources, public, private funding opportunities.
I'm really hoping it will be a very useful opportunity for folks who do such great and important work in our communities.
It's taking place at the Ascension All Saints campus with presentations from, among others, Grants.gov, the Center for Entrepreneur and Economic Development, and Great Lakes Conservation Corps. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargill, WRJN News.